Ah, well. Oh, it's not that I don't enjoy it.
Yeah. Like, usually it's,
I can't imagine having the time to
watch
it. Yeah, a little odd. Yeah, every now and then. To get around and be happy without thinking I'm going to be fantastic. Yeah. Mm.
Every day's the day you turn up.
I'd love
to
get the background. Right,
guys. Happy Barnes. He's paying $401. Happy Barnes.
Thought you had an hour to talk at the coffee shop.
Still
with Jibber
Jabbering. Hello.
How
are we all? First off, mate. Xavier Dersma. How is he in doubt? Is he going to play Saturday? Just didn't do much this morning.
No, he's fine. I mean, the guys have pretty much had a full load to this point in time. So it's as much managing the load as anything else. So we start to move into that period where most of those guys will get a rest throughout the year. And we tend to look at the program first before we look at any other options. So we start that process.
So he's not going to get a rest Saturday? Like today was sort of the...
No, he'll be right to play on Saturday.
Is he sore? Is he just running?
No, again, I think... with all these things, it's better to be preemptive than reactive. So we tend to look at it that way rather than wait for something to happen and see signs that they are tipping over. His ground he's covering in games has been monumental. You know, he's one of our highest runners in terms of output. So he's taken on a pretty big workload. So we're just keeping all those factors in mind and just making sure that he's ready to go.
So he had a chat with Stewie. Would Stewie say to him, your loads are getting high, just have a run? Or how does that dynamic work for him to stop training?
Pretty much. I mean, the guys are looking at that as we get lots of numbers. And Stewie will have a look through it and sort of see how he's tracking and measure that against what the rest of the guys are doing. And you know, there's other things factor in, and clearly the biggest one of all is that they haven't had three or four pre-seasons under their belt, so this is their first one, and we want them to get through the year healthy. And to do that, we feel like this is one of the ways we can try and help that.
Obviously, Kenny usually walks in here on Thursday and tells us who's in and who's out. Are you in a position to do any of that at all for us?
Well, no one's out at the moment, so that's what I can share. After match committee, might be something different, but no. No, we're not expecting any changes, I wouldn't have thought.
Is that pleasing? I mean, after a loss, to have no need to make any changes?
Well, again, I think the players have, you know, we look at last week, you have a loss, you also take form over time as well. So if you've got players that have played 2 or 3 weeks well in a row, and then there's one game where they're just a little bit off, you know, it's silly of us not to consider the previous 2 or 3 weeks. I think we all know that if you walk away in a season and you have, you know, 15, 16 really good games, I mean, that's a really good year. So within that, you're probably going to expect 6 or 7 that aren't that great. So, you know, we put that all in the melting pot and weigh up all those factors, but we felt like we played some pretty good footy. We didn't get some moments at the end right, and we could have kicked a few more goals through the second quarter. But other than that, our method of play and the way we went about it was pretty pleasing.
No question's been asked of everyone since Saturday night, every single press conference, but those two boys in the pink hats today, they both looking good to go, Robbie and Tom?
Yeah, so they did what they needed to today. So, yeah, it's progressing as planned. So, at this point in time.
What about the Tigers? Does it make it harder to prepare as a coach when you don't know what they're going to do with those big four outs? Does it make it better because they're not there?
Well, when you have your star players missing, it's, you know, if you've got a preference, clearly you'd like them not there, but it doesn't change our planning. You know, we don't now sit in the background and highlight the four players that aren't there. What we're going to face is a Richmond jumper that's been pretty impressive football club, not just team, for quite a while now. You know, and their brand's been built on pressure. You know, if we're not ready for that to be able to absorb it, well, then we'll succumb to it. But so we'll go about our planning as normal. We want to put a style of play in. We're focused a lot on ourselves early in first parts of the season. So that won't change for us.
Do you feel like you've been put under the type of pressure that Richmond can potentially put on this year? Do you feel like teams have done that to you yet?
Oh, I think so, yes. I mean, Brisbane was a pretty hot game. You know, they brought a nice level of intensity around the ball. So and they're showing that they're as in good a form as any team in the competition right now. So we feel like we measure up pretty well against that. But we also be silly to not to expect that Richmond will bring their A game in that area. That's what they're known for. So they play with a lot of spirit. We always expect the opposition's best. That never changes week to week, whether their names have changed or not. We expect their best, so we've got to make sure we're prepared for their best.
So how do you prepare for a level up compared to, say, Melbourne and Carlton so far?
I think for us, again, I wouldn't take great... I guess not noticing necessarily what the opposition are doing. We've had a lot of conversations around how way we want to play. So there's more of an expectation for us on the type of pressure we want to deliver. We understand that any side that comes in, that they're going to bring something, and it's up to us to be able to absorb it in those moments and then counterpunch when we need to. And a lot of our language in the early part of the year is get us right first. And if we get us right first, then we feel like we're ready.
That pressure you speak of, Bossy, is that sort of the reason why Todd Marshall isn't just in the team at the moment, or with that balance of the forward line having more smalls there as opposed to having the three talls with him and, you know, Ryder / Lyset and also Justin Westside to come forward?
Oh, no, not necessarily. I mean, Toddy was just not getting a lot of the ball. When he's not necessarily touching the ball a lot, you can still persist with a type of structure, but... it's counterproductive to what he needs and his own development. So he gets to go back and work on a few things in his game. If you're asking us if we'd like an extra tall in the forward line, we'd probably say yes. We also want players and reward players who are playing really good footy, and we feel like we've got that right now.
How do you increase the amount of marks you take inside 50? Is it the delivery or is it more the forwards that needs to lift a little bit?
Oh, that's a highly complex answer. Relationship between the kicker and the receiver is always got to be at premium. The situation of the game, the players involved, the numbers back. I mean, there's so much in that answer. What you do know is that now than ever, more than ever, to try and get marks inside your 50 is really tough, especially if you've got retreating defences that want to sit back and get numbers behind the ball and... and want to make that a little bit harder. So sometimes it's not always just about what we choose, it's what the opposition come in with that can determine the outcome on that. So given the fact right now as I sit here, we don't know what that will look like, then we've just got to adapt if that situation presents itself.
You touched on, obviously, with Xavier, sort of managing the workloads of the young guys during the season. At what point do you think you'll need to sort of give, himself, Connor, Zach Butters, Will and Drew, these guys a bit of a rest during the year to make sure they can make it through at the end of the season?
When you say rest, how do you define rest?
Well, having a week off.
Have it as in playing?
Yeah.
Last resort. Yeah, it's a last resort. We feel like if you're the first part is to manage them early on. So what you do now, hopefully get paid back later. So they probably need it a little earlier than what they truly do. But we feel like if you get ahead of it, then it pays you back down the track. So that's the stage where we're at. So what I would say is that's probably always the last resort.
Did you sort of find that with Sam Palpepper in his first year a couple of seasons ago, where by mid-year he had a week off and then he came back and he probably didn't have the same impact he had, say, in round two or three?
Again, I think it's like looking at older players. We tend to sort of have a view because they're 33 that they can't sustain, 23 weeks of football, or they can't train. I mean, the age barrier for us is not necessarily a factor. We monitor them on what their physical output is. We respect their, how many pre-seasons they've had under their belt, and that's what we consider first and foremost. The age profile then comes into it second, if that makes any sense.
How's the mix in the coach's box, Bossy, been for the first 3 weeks? You got a new face, and you have your gel?
Oh, pretty good. What I will say, it's quieter because when you can't send the runner out, it's having an impact. So whatever feel we or whatever control we felt we had previously, which was probably none, it's definitely been taken away now. So it's a lot quieter, a lot of good discussions up there. You always hope they're proactive, but, in tight situations, you want to be composed yourself because we have to communicate that down to the players and they have to be really clear. But, our focus really over the pre-season is to try and get the players as independent as possible out on the field to be able to make calls, you know, lead those decisions, back their decisions in, you know, right throughout the whole game. So the game's heading that way, where they're trying to remove the influence of what we can do. So it's largely driven, player-driven, as it always should be. So it puts more onus on your leaders and as a collective group to be able to get it done.
You like that?
I do. I love it. Yeah, it's great. I mean, there's been a lot of talk around the rules and their interpretations. I think there have been some fantastic initiatives that have been introduced. And like anything, they'll always be sort of potentially exploited by players. By, you know, like for example, at the knees, players are going to fall over to try and draw out a free kick. That's the way that they adapt themselves. But if you look at the rules and what they've introduced, I reckon it's been really positives in our game, and they'll continue to evolve.
Is there some overcoaching maybe at the back end of last year in terms of players playing on instinct? If you're constantly out there telling them to play on instinct, it's no longer instinct. Was there maybe too much the other way last season?
Last year?
Yeah.
Oh, I really like this week rather than last year. Honestly, it's so far gone. It's pointless even referring to it. We use it as a way to reinforce what we want now, not necessarily to look back at and say we didn't do this. We've done that to death. You know, we understand that the things we've made and the changes we've made in our game style was to be able to get the players to play more on instinct, and you know, get them to be able to play more what's in front of them rather than prescribe what that looks like. We feel like that's early days, but we feel like we've had a nice little change in that area. It's made us more exciting, but we also haven't perfected it. We've still got a lot of growth to go, and if anything, we've just got to still pick the right tempo at the right time, because at the moment we tend to put the foot down you know, fairly heavily.
I guess my question was, has the lack of runners helped with that?
Oh, probably, yeah, most likely. Again, the runners being able to get out there can only do so much, so it's certainly restricted that. It's made the interchange a lot quieter, I'm sure.
Hamish played twos.
Well, where was Hamish? He was, no, I think he might be out this week. So I don't think he's playing this week. So again, his hamstring soreness has been bothering him, so I don't think he'll play this week. No worries.
Thanks,
Chris.